奉主耶稣基督的圣名，在这里跟大家一起来分享神的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'm here to share the word of God with you.
从昨天晚上开始呢，到今天明天，是我们约宝教会的灵恩布道会。
From yesterday in the evening until tomorrow is our spiritual meeting.
我想这是我们约宝教会非常可爱的地方。
And that's actually a very special and a cute way of describing the Jehovah Church.
我们平常聚会的人数非常的少。
Yeah, because normally our members coming to the church are few.
因为我们本来在约堡地区的人数就相当的少。
Because in the members around Jehovah are few.
那平常也因为治安的关系，或是生意的原因，许多的弟兄姐妹都没有办法来到教会。
And a lot of times because of the crime rate and also because of the personal business, a lot of people could not attend the church.
但是我们不能以这样为我们的满足。
However, we should not be satisfied.
我们必须要求神呢，替我们开一条道路。
We need to ask God to open a way for us.
让我们在南非的生活不是一直惧怕的生活。
So that we don't live a life of fear in South Africa.
而是带着福音的种子来到这个地方，要祝福这地的生活。
Instead to bring the seed of the gospel, so that we can spread it.
宁恩布道会容许让许多弟兄姐妹能够来到约堡教会。
Evangelistic service and a spiritual meeting allow members to gather once again.
我听说，今天晚上应该有超过四十多位的弟兄姐妹会来到我们这个地方。
From what I heard, there will be around 40 members that coming this evening to sleep over.
我们甚至会出现他们要过夜的一种负担的困难。
And also, like we may face the difficulties in terms of accommodation.
尤其呢，在现在天气寒冷的时候。
Especially nowadays, the weather is getting cold.
但是我们却借着这个灵恩布道会，能够让大家能够再次的在神面前来领受神恩典。
However, through the spiritual meeting, we once again allow the brethren to receive God's grace.
领受神恩典不只是要求神怜悯我们的软弱。
Receiving God's grace not only to ask God to forgive our weakness,
而是要求神让我们更有力量。
At the same time, we also have to ask God to strengthen us.
我们去访问，常常听到弟兄姐妹说啊，我很软弱。
When we visit the members, we often heard they saying, "I am weak."
知道自己软弱是好的。
It is good to know that we are weak spiritually.
但是如果知道自己软弱却不愿意改变，那这就相当的可怕。
However, if we know our own weakness and yet not willing to change, then that's actually a very terrible thing.
我们既然知道自己是软弱的，
if we know, truly know that we are weak,
我们就要说主啊，求你加添我力量。
We need to ask God to strengthen us.
我相信没有一个人希望一直在生病。
And I hope no one actually willing to be sick all the time.
每个生病的人都希望他能够复原。
And all the sick people wants to recover soon.
他周围爱他的人也都为他祷告，希望他能够复原。
And those who love him, will also pray for him.
只有在属灵的生病，我们讲起来却笑嘻嘻的。
Unfortunately, a spiritual sickness, when we talk about them, we often take it easy.
啊，主啊，传道啊，我真的是非常软弱。
Pastor, I'm really weak.
你听起来会觉得说，他好像不觉得他有什么严重。
It seems that he didn't know how serious his disease is.
这反而会让我们更加的担心。
And that makes us even more worried.
因为我们今天注重属肉的生命，已经大过注重属灵的生命了。
Because today, we emphasize on our physical material life more than our spiritual life.
问题是，神如果今天还存留我们在世上。
However, if God wants us to remain in this world,
如果今天末日还没有来到，
if today the second coming of the Christ is not yet ended,
按照使徒的书信这么说，
according to the letters from the apostles,
是因为主希望每个人都能够得救，
it's because that Lord hope that everyone can be saved.
但是如果按照这个情形看下去的话，
but according to the situation now,
说不定时间越长沉沦的人会越多了。
It seems the longer the time becomes, before the second coming of Christ, the more people will become corrupted, even fail.
因为我们让我们的软弱不断的软弱下去。
Because we allow our weakness to go even weaker.
我们将神的宽容当作我们继续软弱的一种啊实践。
We took God's mercy as granted.
所以我们这一次定个主题。
And so today our theme.
这是路加只是他定的主题。
And it's actually the theme that originally spoken by Deacon Chang.
那这是一个相当好的主题。
And which was a very beautiful theme.
就是更美的人生。
A more beautiful life.
什么叫做更美的人生？
What is a more beautiful life?
当一个生病的人，
When a person is sick,
他很清楚什么叫做更美的人生。
And he truly knows what is a more beautiful life.
就是他的病得到医治。
Is to wait until his disease can be
cured. 其实你若仔细听那病重的人，
If you listen to your patients carefully,
其实他们没有什么大的抱负了。
They don't have much more ambition.
他们已经不再去思想他们的生意了。
And they don't worry about their business anymore.
真的人生病到一个程度之后，
And when a life is reached to a certain extent,
我们健康的时候所以为宝贵的东西都已经不再宝贵了。
What we precious when we were healthy are no longer worth it.
他所想到的是什么？
What he think of?
就是神。
He will think about God.
就是家人。
I think about his family.
就这样子而已。
And that's all.
所以他最美的人生呢，就能够再起来一次来服侍神。
So then a more beautiful life is to recover and to serve God.
能够再起来一次来爱他的家人。
To wake up again then to serve to be with the family.
他觉得说这样已经是相当的最好的美丽了。
For him, this is the most beautiful life.
他不再去思想怎么让生意做得更好。
He would not think about how to make his business more successful.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So therefore the Bible tells us.
我们每个人要常常将死放在我们的心上来思想。
We need to put the word death, the meaning of death in our hearts and meditate.
我们来看传道书的第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第七章。
Chapter 7.
传道书。在箴言的后面。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 after the book of Proverbs.
传道书第七章，我们来请看第二节。
Chapter 7 verse 2.
这里说，那往遭上家的人去，强如往淹乐的人家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
Verse 2, better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it into heart.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us,
如果人能够不断地去面对死亡。
If men can face the death,
不是说一定要去面对别人的死亡。
Not only to face other people's death.
我们重要的是要思想到，其实你的生命终有结束的一天。
Is to truly understand that one day your life will go to an end.
从亚当到现在。
From the time of Adam until now.
不管他是什么英雄好汉或是大事业家。
Doesn't matter how successful this human being is.
他现在都已经不见了。
And now, they all disappear.
所以，坟墓的存在。
So therefore, the existence of grave,
让我们知道说，其实那些都埋了那些我们以为不可以代替的人。
They all bury those people who we thought were once great.
很多人我们以为说他是不可代替的。
A lot of times we think that the certain people cannot be replaced.
中国大陆曾经以为毛泽东不可代替。
At that time, in mainland China, we thought that. Mao Zedong was not replaceable.
台湾曾经有一段以为说蒋介石不可代替。
And also in Taiwan, we thought that President 蒋介石 was not replaceable.
但是这些人都过去了。
But however, those people they were just passed any now.
世界不但继续的在流转。
The time in the world carries on.
甚至呢变得更加的美好。
And even become more advanced and beautiful.
所以没有一样东西是不可代替的。
So none of these things are unreplaceable.
只有你自己的生命是不可代替的。
Only your own life.
你的生命如果不能让它永远长存的话，
If your life cannot be exist forever,
谁能够代替你的生命呢？
Who can replace you?
所以这里是告诉我们说要不断地去思想死亡的事情。
So therefore, the Bible tells us to meditate about death.
不是要我们养成一种悲观的人生。
It's not for us to develop a pessimistic life.
反而是要让我们养成一种敬畏神的人生。
But instead to have a life of fear of God.
一种非常积极爱神爱人的人生。
A life of motivated and zealous for God.
因为当你面对死亡的时候，
Because when you face it,
你那时候马上知道什么是重要的，什么是不重要的了。
In that moment, you realize what is the most important thing in your life and what is the waste.
你马上知道说什么是美丽的，什么不是那么美丽的。
And you will see what is the most beautiful and what is the less beautiful.
我们健康的时候，我们认为说我们如果能够实现我们的计划，那是多么的美好。
When we are healthy, we hope that if our wish or our hope can come true, then how wonderful it is.
所以我们为了我们的理想，我们可以离乡背井去奋斗。
So therefore, for our goal, we can fight very hard for it.
但是当我们面对我们生命的结束，
However, when we face the end of the life,
我们突然之间觉得说这些不是那么的美丽，不是那么的重要。
We realize these things are not that beautiful anymore.
所以我们还感谢神，让我们在今天这个时候能够认识神。
So I thank God that today, at this moment, we know God.
有这个圣经能够教导我们什么是最好的人生。
Because the Bible teaches us what is the most beautiful, more beautiful life.
在得到最好的人生之前，
Before reaching the most beautiful life,
我们先来让我们今天现在的人生成为更美的人生。
Let's make our life at this moment a more beautiful life.
这是我们每个人都可以做得到的。
And that everyone can do.
尤其我们都已经成年了。
Especially most of us here are already an adult.
你开始在创造自己的生命了。
You are already starting to make your own life.
小时候是父母来管理你。
When you were young, your parents in control of you.
你要做什么是由父母来决定。
Whatever you do will be determined by your parents.
你要住什么地方也是父母来决定，你要吃什么也是父母来决定。
Whatever you want to eat, whatever you want to wear, all determined by your parents.
所以你的生命是在父母跟主的保护之下。
So your life was protected under your parents and God.
但是现在大长大了。
However, now we all grown up.
你要对自己负责任啊。
We need to be more responsible.
因为你所做的、你所行的，将来都要被神审判。
Because whatever we do will be judged by God.
为什么要被神审判
？Why were these things by judged by God?
因为这条路不再全是神要给你的道路了。
Because this is the road that you choose.Will not necessarily be the road that God has chosen for you.
神为你预备一条美好的道路。
God has chosen a beautiful path for you.
但是你却可以离开它。
However, you are able to you can leave.
所以你所做的、所说的，你要被审判。
So therefore, whatever you do, whatever you say, will be judged by God.
如果这些本来都是神早就安排好的话，你就不需要被审判。
However, if you work on His part, then you will not be judged.
神只为你预备美好的道路。
Because God has prepared a beautiful way for you.
神只为你预备那更美好的人生。
He will only prepare a more beautiful life for you.
神从来没有为你预备那沉沦的人生。
He never prepared a life of corruption or a life of chaos for you.
所以今天要让我们的人生能够符合神的恩典。
So if today, in order to live our life according to God's grace,
这在于我们每个人的努力。
It's up to our own work.
在于我们每个人对事物的认识。
It's up to our understanding towards things.
还有对这个价值的一种的判断。
It's up to us to treasure or to judge the things that happen around us.
我们来请看《传道书》第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第一章的第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
这里传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚。”
I hear the preacher say, "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher. "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity."
人一切的劳碌，就是在他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
3. What profit is a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun?
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
4. One generation passes away and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever.
日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。
The sun also rises and the sun goes down and hastes to the place where it arose.
第八节。
8.
他说万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
And all things are full of labor, men cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
没有错。
Yes.
我们还年轻，我们年纪不是很大。
We are still young.
我们觉得有很多事情，我们很新鲜的在听，很新鲜的在学习。
A lot of things are very new to us, and we learn with interest.
当我们听到这些，我们学习到这些，我们觉得说，哇，人生真是美丽。
And when you learn this thing, when you see or hear this thing, you realize how wonderful our life is.
但是你逐渐的会感觉到。
However, you will realize slowly.
其实原则都是一样。
We know that all the principles are the same.
它只不过是外表在变化而已。
It's only the outer appearance that's changing.
我们来讲一个我们每天所面对的东西。
Let's talk about something that we face in every day.
当然我们今天的生活，我们来看这个超级市场的在收钱的人。
Let's look at those cashier in the supermarket.
我们这里我们绝对不判断，而且不认为职业有高低。
Remember, I don't judge the career.
职业没有高低。
There's no hierarchies in terms of the career.
每个职业只要是正当的，都是可歌颂的啦。
As long as you are having the rightful career, it should be praised.
不见得说做那收钱的人，他的地位就比较低。
It does not mean that a cashier is a lower status, social status than others.
我认识一个同事，我在法国工作的时候。
When I was working in France, I know a certain colleague.
他是图书馆的管理员。
He was a librarian.
他做得很好。
And he was very good.
他每天工作很简单。
His job was quite easy.
就是将这些书归类。
He used to categorize the books.
所以他做得很好。
So he was good at it.
那对不起，那人要将来往上升了，让他成为主管。
So then he was to be promoted to the senior member.
结果呢，她是一个女的，她拒绝了。
However, it was she. However, she refused.
我相当的惊讶。
And I was shocked.
因为她年纪不大。
Because she was not old,
差不多三十几岁而已。
She was about 30 something.
人家要提升她当主管，她不要。
So when the others promoted her, she refused.
我有次在喝茶就问她。
So then we had a tea in one day, and then I asked her.
我说你为什么拒绝这么好的职位？
Why did you refuse to take this part?
她说我当管理员的话，我每天工作八个小时，我回家就是我自己的时间了。
She said to me, if I'm just a librarian, all I have to do is just to work 8 hours a day, then I go home.
而且我的工作每天都是重复。
And my job is repetitive every day.
我已经熟悉到这个工作对我来讲已经没有什么压力了。
And to me, that I'm so familiar with my job, there's no pressure at all.
而且我的收入呢，也够我生活。
And my income is also sufficient for me to live.
我如果往上升，
if I was promoted,
我责任加重。
I carry more responsibility.
我回家要去思想要怎么做。
And I have to go and worry about what to do.
没有错，我地位提高了。
Yes, my status may be higher.
没有错，我薪水提高了。
Yes, my income will be higher.
但是我可能会失去我人生的一种快乐了。
However, I may lose the happiness of my life.
所以我拒绝当主管。
So therefore, I refuse to be a manager.
这个可以说对我也是多少有点影响。
To me, what she said kind of influenced me.
我想一个不认识主的人，
A person who does not understand God,
他能够将他的生命抓得这么紧。
And this person, she was able to hold on his life so nicely.
他要抓住让他的生命得到最美好。
So that she knows how to get a better life.
而且他知道说这个最美好并不是用物质跟世上的地位能够来买的。
And she understood already a more beautiful life will not be
不是用世上的东西可以地位跟物质可以买到的。
better life cannot be replaced by the status and the mature life that she had.
是要由她自己来创造的。
She has to do it.
所以我们刚刚谈到那百货公司的收银员。
So let's go back to the cashier in the supermarket.
你看她每天的工作。
Every day her job.
跟这里讲的相当的一样。
As every day is repetitive.
都是不断的重复，不断的重复。
And every day is the same.
好了，那我们说她是重复没有错。
We will say yes. The job that she had is repetitive.
那说不定当总统就不一样了。
Perhaps you say that president will be different.
总统看起来是不一样。
It seems as president is quite interesting.
但是到最后其实是一样的动作而已。
But at the end, they are all doing the same thing.
都是面对外交啦、国防啦、内政啦。
Every day they are talking about immigration, about the politics, and about defense.
每天都是要解决这相同性质的问题。
So every day they are sorting out the same problem.
所以其实人生是不断的在重复而已。
So every day is just a repetitive life.
日光之下没有什么新的事情。
There's nothing new under the sun.
除了神的恩典之外。
Unless except for God's grace.
神的恩典每天都是新的了。
God's grace every day is new.
第九节这里告诉我们
verse 9 tells us,
已有的事情后来必再有，已行的事情后来必再行。
Verse 9, that which has been is what will be, and that which is done is what will be done.
日光之下并没有新的事情。
And there is nothing new under the sun.
岂有一个人能够指着这个说这是新的？
Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new?
哪知在我们以前的世代呢，早已经有了。
It has already been in ancient times before us.
你可能会告诉我说，传道那科学这么进步，不是都是每天都是新的吗？
Then you will say to a preacher, but then every day our technology is improving. Isn't it new?
看起来好像是每天都是新的。
It means that our technology has been advanced.
但是我们今天对古时候的文化有很多我们解不开。
However, there's a lot of cultures we could not understand of the ancient times.
好像有一个时代科学是相当的发达。
Because there was also a time that the technology was also quite advanced.
而且甚至可能比我们这个时代呢，在某些方面更加的发达。
And perhaps somehow even more advanced than the time of us now.
比如说巴黎的金字塔，啊不是巴黎的金字塔，埃及的金字塔。
For instance, the pyramid in Egypt.
里面有很多的神秘的东西，我们到现在还没有办法去解决它。
A lot of mystery things were still not solved nowadays.
我们不懂它怎么能够被盖起来。
We do not understand how was this built.
我们只知道说当时人有相当大的聪明智慧。
We only thing we know is that at that time the people had a great wisdom.
叫我们今天这个时代来盖那个东西，可能没有办法盖得那么的漂亮。
Today with our technology, we may not be able to build such a beautiful thing.
不是说盖不起来。
It's not that it's impossible.
但是盖起来应该不是在那么漂亮了。
But then it may not be as beautiful as precise as the one that in the.
因为我们今天只能用机器来造它。
Because today, we can only use machine to build it.
机器的面包总跟手工的面包不一样，不是吗？
For instance, the bread made of the oven or machine is different from the bread made of with hand.
这个也是不晓得为什么。
And we don't know why.
听说是因为在揉面的时候，这个汗跑进去了。
And I heard the story is that because the sweat went into the bread.
我也不知道了。
So I don't know the truth.
反正我们知道说，机器的面包不比手工的面包好。
So we know that the bread made by those machines will be worse than the bread made by the hand.
所以我们今天重视能够在盖成像金字塔这样的东西。
So today, even if we can build a pyramid again,
它绝对没有办法像以前的金字塔那么的漂亮。
This will not be as beautiful as the one in the ancient time.
那我们今天科学的发达。
Today, the advance of our technology.
我们如果简单的说。
Let's put it in a simple term.
它也没有什么新的东西。
There's nothing new also.
它只不过是将我们人体的功能放大而已。
That we just have to amplify what we have already.
让你看见那本来就存在的东西。
So that we could see what was already there.
你那时候以前没有看见。
Because you couldn't see in the past.
比如说你以前是瞎眼的。
For instance, if you are blind today.
那你今天突然看见了。
And today your eyes were open.
你看到 James.
And you saw James.
你说啊，这个是新的人。
And you said, this is a new person here.
那隔壁就觉得莫名其妙。
But other people will think you're very strange.
James 已经在世界上26年了，是不是？
Yes. But James was here for 26 years already.
对你来讲是新的。
But to you, it's new.
但是对旁边来讲，这早就存在了。
But to others, it was already existed.
所以其实没有什么新的东西。
So nothing new under the sun.
我们今天科学很多的发达。
A lot of advanced technology.
比如说我们对、对天文的一种探讨一种探险。
For example, the astrology.
拍回来很多很漂亮的相片。
We took a lot of beautiful photos.
让我们更能够赞叹神。
So that we can praise God even more.
但是这不是新的。
However, this is not new.
它早就在那个地方。
Because those stars were already there.
你说一下电脑是新的东西啊。
Perhaps you can say a computer is a new creation.
以前都没有啊。
There was no computer in the past.
以前是没有电脑。
In the past there was no computer.
但是以前有人的脑袋。
However, in the past we have a brain.
今天还有人的脑袋。
Today we still have the brain.
电脑再怎么样，它也比不上人的脑袋。
But it doesn't matter how advanced your computer is, will not take over the brain of.
所以你看见我们今天整个动作。
So today, if you look at our action and daily,
我们想要造出一个像人的机器人。
We want to create a robot that will simulate man's human being.
这也是人很可怜的地方啊。
That's actually quite pitiful.
现在人已经没有办法跟人讲话了。
Because nowadays, man is very difficult to talk to another man.
但是人倒是能够跟机器人讲话讲很久。
However, the man could speak to the machine for a long time.
人面对面没有话讲。
There's nothing that we can talk about when we face to face.
但是每个人一回到自己的电脑面前呢。
However, when you go home and face our computer,
同样这两个人可以讲话讲很久，讲一天。
If the same person talk on the internet, it can talk for the whole day.
都是需要机器来帮忙。
You need the help from the machine.
我们甚至可以说是相当大的退步了。
And we can even say this is a very worst move of our human.
所以没有一件事情我们可以说是这是新的。
So nothing that we can say this is new.
这本来就存在的东西。
And this was existed.
只不过现在让你发现了。
Now only now you realize.
只不过是现在让你将它装起来了。
Perhaps that you just have to reestablish it.
那如果没有新的东西，我们人生怎么能够更加的美丽？
So without new things, how can our life be more beautiful?
如果你每天都是吃同样的东西，
if every day our food is the same,
我请主患的弟兄姐妹们不要误会说我在抱怨今天中午还要吃昨天晚上的饭。
Please do not think that I'm complaining about what we're eating today will be what left over from last night.
如果你每天吃一样的，
if we eat the things every day,
看的都是一样的东西。
We see the same thing every day.
你到最后是完全没有感觉。
At the end, you won't have any feeling.
你的人生不会觉得很美丽。
You won't feel beautiful.
南非很漂亮。
For instance, South Africa is very
beautiful. 我还没来南非之前呢。
Before I come to South Africa,
我在贝岭碰到一个非洲的弟兄。
When I was in Beijing, I saw a brother.
贝岭啊。
贝岭。From Africa,
一个非洲的弟兄。
A brother from Africa,
就是贝林的人。
But he was from Berlin.
他告诉我说，他去过南非。
He said to me he went to South Africa before.
他说南非很漂亮。
And he told me South Africa was so beautiful.
我那时候还不认识南非。
At that time, I don't know about South Africa.
但是当我来到了南非之后。
But after coming here,
没有错，南非相当的漂亮。
Yes, South Africa was indeed a beautiful country.
但是对住在南非很久的人，
however, to those people who actually live in South Africa,
他可能不再有这种感觉了。
Maybe they won't have the same feeling.
就像人家说巴黎很漂亮。
Just as people say, Paris is so wonderful.
我承认它是很漂亮。
Yes, I admit that Paris was beautiful.
但是我已经不再没有办法像那个观光客一样，每个地方都觉得说哇好漂亮，一直照相。
But unfortunately, I will not be able to be like a tourist who will take photos of every corner in Paris.
我甚至觉得说他造什么东西。
Because I will just wonder why are you taking this photo for what?
所以当你不再感觉有那新的东西。
So when you know there's nothing new,
你的人生就不会再更漂亮了。
You feel that your life is not that beautiful anymore.
所以我们要常常怎么样让我们内心里面不断东西不断的更新，不断是新的东西。
So then, how do we make our life more beautiful?
如果我们有办法做到它，
Today, if you're able to do it,
我相信我们的人生就能够更加的美丽了。
And then, if you're able to realize, then we will find a better life.
我们来请看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to the book of Lamentation.
这句话写在 Lamentation 里面，我觉得是蛮让人思想的了哈。
This phrase from Lamentation was quite meaningful.
因为哀歌给人的感觉是里面有很多的哭泣。
Because lamentation brings a feeling of sorrow.
但没有错，他这首哀歌诗里面呢，很多的哭泣。
Yes, the whole book of Lamentation had a lot of tears.
从第一章第一节。
From chapter 1, verse 1.
我也是需要跟一些弟兄姐妹来分享耶利米哀歌。
Sometimes I also share the lamentation with other brethren.
而且要替他们打分数。
But then I will give them marks.
当我跟他们分享第一章第一节。
When I share chapter 1 verse 1.
先前满有人民的城，现在何竟独坐？先前在列国中伟大的，现在竟如寡妇。先前在诸城中为王的，王后的，现在成为进贡的。
Verse 1. How lonely is the city that was full of people? How like a widow is she? Who was great among the nation, the princess among the province, and has become a slave?
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我因为这些事情哭泣，我眼泪汪汪，因为那当安慰我、救我性命的人离我甚远。
For these things I weep, my eye overflows with water, because the comforter who should restore my life is far from me. My children are desolated because the enemy prevailed.
其实这是真的是让人哭泣的一首诗。
This is the song of tear.
当我念了第一节之后
，After reading，
我就跟他们说
，I said to them，
我说耶利米哀歌我教不下去了。
I could not teach them anymore.
当一个人的感情已经悲伤到这种程度
，When a person's emotion is to such extent，
我怎么有办法传达给你
？It's so sorrowful that I could not pass a message。
这已经超越人能够传达的东西了。
And it's already transcends the things that can be proclaimed by man。
那个课差不多有一个礼拜的课、啊、的时间。
So when I taught Lamentation, I had a week's lesson.
我就跟他们说
I say to them,
你们自己去读
You read yourself.
读到你们哭出来了，你们就通过了
All you have to, in order to pass, all you have to do is just to cry.
如果你们没有办法哭出来，那你们就不能通过
If you, after reading, you could not cry, then you will not pass.
因为你们将来要像耶利米一样做先知
Because in the future, all of you will be like Jeremiah.
你们可能会遇上像耶利米所遇上的情形
Because you may face one day what Jeremiah had faced.
如果你们没有感觉
If you had no feeling when you read the book of Lamentation,
你们怎么有可能当神的先知
How can you become the prophet of God?
所以你们去念它吧
So therefore, try and read it.
念到你们哭泣，那你们就通过
And read until you cry, then you will pass.
没有错，这是一个很悲伤的歌
Yes, and this is indeed a very sad song.
但是圣经里面最大的盼望确实在这里面找到。
However, the most hope is also, was also found in the book.
我们看耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Let's turn to chapter
3. 耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
这说神啊，求你纪念我如阴沉和枯胆的困苦窘迫。我心想念这些，就在里面幽梦。我想起这些事。心里就有指望二十二节
22.
我们不致消灭是出于神诸般的慈爱是应当怜悯不致断绝每早晨这都是行的
23.
你的城池极其广大我心里说神是我的份因此我要仰望他、
24.
凡等候神心里寻求他的神必施恩给他人仰望神静默等候他的救恩这原是好的人在幼年负轭这原是好的他当独坐无言因为这是神加在他身上的他当口贴尘埃或者有指望他当由人打他的脸颊要满受凌辱因为主必不永远丢弃人主虽使人忧愁还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯因为他并不甘心使人受苦使人忧愁这是一段给我们相当大盼望的一种诗句。
And this is the psalm that brought us a great hope.
耶利米他遇到很大的患难。
Jeremiah, he had faced most affliction of his life.
他被掳。
he was beaten.
他看到圣殿被毁。
And he saw the temple of God was destroyed.
所以他整个心可以说是已经完全在当像当时的百姓一样完全对神绝望了。
So at that time he was totally discouraged.
就像二次大战对犹太人的信仰有很大的打击。
Just like in in Second World War, there was a great impact on the religion of the Jewish people.
因为二次大战犹太人死了几百万人。
Because at that time, millions of Jews were dead.
而且都是用那非常残忍的方式让他们离开这个世界。
And they were murdered in a very cruel way.
所以很多人经过很多犹太人经过第二次大战已经不再相信神了。
So after the Second World War, a lot of Jewish people actually left their belief.
因为他们认为说这是不可能的。
Because they think it's not possible.
所以他们不再愿意接受这样的一个神。
And they are not willing to accept God.
像当时耶利米时代的人一样。
Just like the time of Jeremiah.
但是当时耶利米他坚持下来。
However, Jeremiah he persists.
他怎么坚持下来呢？
How was he able to do that?
神让他明白一件事情。
And God allowed him to understand one thing.
他说二十二节。
In verse 22.
我们不自消灭是出于神诸般慈爱。
For the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed.
因为他的怜悯不自断绝，每早晨这都是新的。
Because his compassion fail not, they are new every morning.
神的恩典跟慈爱每一天每一天都是新的。
And God's mercy and compassion every day is new.
传道书说，在日光之下没有新的事情。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, we know that the preacher said there's nothing new under the sun.
在日光的底下。
Under the sun.
在这个世界当中。
And this world.
没有一件事情 是新的。
Nothing is new.
没有一件事情是永远长存的。
Nothing persists forever.
但是在日光之上。
However, above the sun.
那从神来的那些东西。
The things from the above, from God.
从神来的慈爱跟怜悯。
From His mercy, from His love.
每天早晨都是新的。
Every day is new.
所以我们若要让我们的人生更加的美好。
So if we want to have a better life,
如果没有新的事物来给我们，我不想我们人生不可能越来越好。
If there's no new things for us, then I don't think the material world will bring a more beautiful life.
但是这个世界日光之下又没有什么东西可以是新的。
However, unfortunately, under the sun, there's nothing can be new.
所以让我们非常忙碌。
So that we will be so busy.
到最后我们相当的后悔。
At the end, we will regret.
我们又认为说我们好像人生没有走对的方向。
We will think that our life is not in the right path.
就像我们刚刚所说的了。
Just like what we said just now.
那面对死亡的人。
Those people who face death.
他们能够教导我们最多。
They will teach us the most lesson.
那服侍神一生的人。
Those who serve God for the rest of their life.
你会看见他相当的安然。
You will see that they will be they will be so peaceful.
因为他知道说神恩典不断的在行。
But they understand that God's grace is renewing every day.
不断的给他的家庭更新的恩典。
It's bringing his family a newer grace.
所以他能够很坦然的去见神。
That's why he was able to see God.
他到人生最后的一刻都是相当的美丽。
Even at the end of his life, before the last breath, his life is beautiful.
但是如果不认识神的。
However, those people who do not know God.
当然，我们不能说他们都死得相当的凄惨。
Because we cannot say they will be they will die in a very tragic way.
但是他们也都知道了。
However, they will know.
当他们手一松开，他们已经不能再照顾家庭了。
The moment they took their last breath, they could not take care of their family anymore.
他们总是有个遗憾离开这个世界。
They may have a regret before they leave the world.
因为他们已经没有办法。在跟他所爱的人相见了。
Because it is impossible for this person to face his family one day.
所以虽然他的一生相当的美好。
So although his life was beautiful.
但是等到要据点的时候呢。
However, towards the end.
却突然间掉下来了。
There's a sudden drop.
好像在跳高的人。
Just like a bungee jump.
越跳越高，越跳越高。
Sorry, just like a high jump.
结果到最后呢，却摔下来了。
Unfortunately, this person will fall one day.
再也没有办法跳上去了。
It's not possible for this person to jump higher.
他这样回头看他一生。
So after he looks back into his life,
说不定没有很大的遗憾。
Although this person may not have much regret,
但是他却遗憾说不能再继续了。
Perhaps his only regret is that he was not able to carry on.
但是我们如果能够抓住神的恩典。
However, if we can get hold of the God's grace,
他每天都是新的。
And every day is new.
无论你在什么样的情况之下
Doesn't matter in what kind of situation.
神每天都给你新的恩典。
Because God will give you the grace, new grace every day.
无论你在这个世界也好，或不在这个世界也好。
It doesn't matter if you're in the world or not.
这每天新的恩典呢，会不断的临到你所爱的人。
And all the grace of God will come to you every day.
我想这会让你整个人生呢，相当的美丽。
And I'm sure this will bring a beautiful life.
而且永远不会褪色了。
And this, the color will not be fade.
所以传道书虽然说虚空的人生
So although the preacher say it's a life of vanity,
谈到最后却告诉我们说要敬畏神
However, the last chapter tells us to fear God.
因为他知道说敬畏神不让人虚空
Because he understood that by fearing God, your life will not be in vain.
耶利米哀歌虽然是一个哭泣的人生
although the book of Lamentation is a life of tear,
但是他在哭泣当中却看到那更美丽的。
However, in the life of tear, he will see a more beautiful thing.
这也是我们今天所需要抓住的。
And this is what we need to hold tight.
第一个要抓住的。
It's the first thing that we need.
如果你想要让你的人生更美丽
，If you want to have a more beautiful life,
让你的生命更有色彩。
So that you have a more colorful life.
第一个抓住神啊，每天都是新的恩典。
The firstly is to hold that every day is a new day from God's grace.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.